Back when I was a medical man, I saw all kinds of psychiatric aberration. Oh, you had no idea? Yes, yes. I used to be a doctor. And I'd see it all the time in my practice. Personalities, for no apparent reason, going round the bend. Every day I'd walk into my office, throw my arms skyward, and scream, "These hands have been touched by God!" I'll never forget in my endless campaign to make something of myself, to make a name for me in the field of medicine, I realized I had to do it with surgery. Couldn't do it with psychiatry. I had no head for the lab, so I didn't want to deal with bacteriological issues. I decided into surgery. But what surgery? What revolutionary procedure? I thought about it long and hard, and one day it hit me. At first, just as an idle thought, but then, after sitting down with diagrams, schematics, I realized it could work. Jackhammer hemorrhoidectomy. Normally, the procedure is a hideous one. Hours spent, puchas, high in the air. Delicate instruments. Hideous byproducts. To be cast aside. Malodorous. Unsavory. Hideous. Endless procedure. I thought if it only could be worked, then it hit me. Jackhammer hemorrhoidectomy. Well, I put together all the diagrams, and wouldn't you know, Dr. Blasnalis, the head of the hospital, burst into my office and said, "Dr. Grishmanelli, I've read your research on jackhammer hemorrhoidectomy. I think it has tremendous promise." I said, "You do?" He said, "Yes, I think it can work. And I'm here to approve it. If." I said, "What if?" He said, "If I can be your first patient." Oh, man, I'm in such agony. I'll sign the release if you'll treat me first. I said, "You got a deal." I said, "Drop trowel. Let me see what I'm dealing with here." He dropped trowel. We're talking cauliflower. And I said, "Boy, George Brett has nothing on you." All right. I grabbed my jackhammer out of its velvet case. I said, "I want you to grab the table. This won't take long. It will be, however, intense." He said, "All right, I'm bracing myself. Let me have it." I said, "All right, here we go."
Oh,
yes, we have cured the afflicted area, but oh, God, look at this. It's just not going to be cost-effective. Your tuchus hair has jammed up the bit.